Page Nunchas on top, 215 at the bottom. Where do you have the...
Like in the middle of the page?
Yeah, not middle. 12 lines in the end of the page. Yeah, that's where we're up to. Okay, the last thing the Alter Rebbe is saying, that this kavana is the proper way of doing a mitzvah is only because Hashem wants us to do it, not for anything, like he said, like we say pleasant dreams today, like a child that would do more for the parent than they would do for themselves, and because they love the parents so much. And he says, and then the last thing the Alter Rebbe was saying like this, even if a person doesn't really mean it, they're not on that level yet, they really mean to do mitzvahs because, only because Hashem wants them to do a mitzvah, and that's the only reason they're doing it. He says, train yourself to do it, eventually it will come to be real. Why? Because Alter Rebbe says like this, because the real will of the person is to do it. The real nefesh, neshama of the person, like we said last time, the Yetzer is forcing you to go against what you really want. What does the person really want? He wants to be connected to Hashem. Okay? And he says, Aval yichud nafshi, like 12 lines in the end of the page. Aval yichud nafshi, but the unity of his nefesh with Hashem. V'izkalusa be'er Hashem, and his connection, and becoming one with Hashem. Liyas la'achodim mamish, to become one, but zeh chafetz kol adam yisro be'emes lamite legamri. And here it's interesting. Now, Rebbe doesn't use the word ratzin. It's not the will. There's two words in Hebrew. Ratzin is will, and chafetz is will. Maybe we send kol asher asher chafetz, right? And there's reitzah. Chassidus explains that in Lashon Kodesh, reitzah is external will, and chafetz is the real will of the person, the internal will, the inner will. In other words, the ultimate will. And he says, "Bezeh chafetz kol adam yisro be'emes lamite legamri b'chol lev v'chol nefesh." This is what every Jew really wants. So the Alter Rebbe says, when you do it, don't think you're a bluffer and a faker. It's not fake news. The Alter Rebbe is saying, for a Jew to do mitzvahs, because this is what Hashem wants, he said, that is really the real will of the person. Where does it come from? Either don't have this meditation and open love and fear of Hashem. It comes mi'ava hativis, from the natural instinctive love. Hamesuteres belev kol yisro, which is concealed within every single Jew. L'dovka b'Hashem, to cling to God. This is what every Jew wants by nature, is to connect to Hashem. V'leili pared, not to separate themselves from Hashem. V'leis nichres v'nivdol chasid sholim, to be cut off and separated. Mi'chudei v'achduzi yizbarach, from the oneness and the unity of Hashem. B'shum eifin, in any way whatsoever. So the Alter Rebbe says, it's not even faking. If you don't feel it, just convince yourself that you feel it. Because the truth of the matter is, this is what you really want. Like we learned last week, somebody could scream, I don't want to do it. And you beat him up and he says, I want to do it. That's what the person really wants. It's a phenomenal concept. There's a whole debate in the Hasidic philosophy versus secular psychology. Even that is a big argument. Is a person bad and they do good? Or is a person good and they do bad? Freud held a person is bad. He said, you deep dig into a person, the more bad you find, more evil you find, and a person happens to do good. That a person is basically evil, and addition to that, they do good. And Taylor says, every person, the Rambam says, every person is good. Yeah, very good. Even the ones that are the worst. That's not them.
They're good people that do bad.
They're not them.
It's not them. It's not who
they are. We're taught
to do good. It's
It's external force within them. It's not the real them.
Oh, you're saying the neshama.
Right.
You're talking about Eden.
Let's leave with Eden. We have enough problems with Eden. Let's talk about Eden.
Sure, yeah, but the real goof is...
But in other words, There's two ways you could look at a person. By the way, Hashem looked at the world at one way, and then Hashem, because Kaviyachol changed his mind. Before the flood, when Hashem said, I'm going to bring a flood, the world is bad. Okay, what did Hashem say? I'm going to destroy the world. Ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra min urav. Because a person is born bad. That's what Hashem said. Li yetzer lev ha'adam ra is bad min urav from his birth, from the time he's young. And therefore Hashem said, I have to destroy the world. He brought the Mabul. Noach, after the Mabul, brought a carbon. And the Pasuk said, Vayarach Hashem asreach nicheach. Hashem smelled the smell. And Hashem said, La'asif eid l'kal l'sadam. I'm not going to curse the world anymore. And he used almost the same wording because a person is born bad. Mela. Hashem said, then it's not his fault when he does bad. In other words, Hashem initially started by saying, people are bad, let's destroy them. And he brought the flood. There were no Yidden then, obviously. Let's destroy the world. But then Hashem, after the flood, God doesn't change his mind. You know, there's a whole whatever. And then Hashem revealed an aspect that a person is really good. And they have an evil inclination that causes them to sin. If you look at creation of mankind, we're created b'tzameinu k'dmoseinu, in the image of Hashem. How bad can that be? Mm-hmm. We're created b'tzameinu k'dmoseinu. Okay, if you don't marry Yid, it's chelak alakami ma'amish, it's mamish a part of Hashem. So a person essentially is good, and they do bad. And therefore, when you look at another person, especially at another Jew, you have to look at them that they're good. This that they do bad is not really them. I mean, that's the key of loving another person. The key to loving another person, the realization the person is really good and this that they do is really not them. Am I shocking?
No, I'm just thinking we have these books to refine us and to make us think about who we're supposed to be and to be the best, you know.
That's what Chassidus is all about. Listen, there's Mussar and there's Chassidus. Right. Both are Torah. Mussar is in Torah, Chassidus is Torah. The Rebbe says in the Sicha many years ago, in Tillim it says, everybody knows it, we say it in Davening and Shabbos, Sur Merah Vasei Tev, turn away from evil and do good. Okay, you need both. Torah says, you have to turn away from evil, and you have to do good. The question is the focus on turning away from evil, or is the focus on doing good? In the medical world, now they woke up in the psychological world also, but even in the medical world, God forbid, when a person's sick, there's two ways of treating it. I'm quoting from the Sicha, the Rebbe says in the Sicha. It's already printed in Chelek Aleph, in the earlier years. When a person is sick, you can either treat the illness, or you can strengthen the rest of the body, that the body becomes so strong that that illness goes away by itself. In therapy, in psychology and therapy, when a person comes with problems, or let's say a couple comes with problems, you could deal it with two ways. You can harp on the evil, bring up the evil and start dealing with it, which is sur merah, turning away from evil. The problem with that is, when you fight dirt, you get dirty. Amisavik imenuvel misnavel. When you fight dirt, you get dirty. That's the Musar approach, which by the way is a holy Torah approach. Sur merah. It has to be. But asei tov means focus on the positive relationships. You know, focus on the positive things in the relationship. And then when you focus on the positive things and you accentuate the positive and you strengthen the positive, the evil falls away by itself. So there's two ways of doing it. The accomplishment is supposed to be the same. But it's two worlds of approach. One is dealing positive, and one is dealing with the negative. The teaching of Musa say, if you do this, this is what's going to happen to you. You speak Lashon Hara, this is what's going to happen to you. You do this, this is what's going to happen to you. Yeah? So it's dealing with the negativity. Which again, is a Torah path. But Chassidus comes along and says, why are you harping on the bad? Harp on good, do good, 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 and that automatically it won't be bad. But you need both. But Chassidus comes along to refine the person in a way of positive. Know who you are. That really is the reality of my existence is wanting to be with Hashem. And everything else that I do negative, that's not the real me. That's the fake me. Fake me and real me. The real me is doing Torah mitzvahs. That's what Dalton Rebbe is explaining over here. Even if a Jew doesn't have this open love of Hashem, the Alter Rebbe says, basically, you know what? Tanya's karev elacha davar meid. The whole Tanya is to show how close it is and easy it is for a person to serve Hashem. Tanya, the Alter Rebbe is saying over here, even if you don't have an open love and fear of Hashem, it doesn't matter. You have it anyway. So just by faking it, so to speak, initially, you're just going to be revealing this natural, real connection that you have with Hashem. And that's what the person needs to do. And he says even more, six times in the end of the page, Afilu b'mesidus nafa mamish, the person is willing, even though they don't have this open fear and love of Hashem and all that, they're ready even to give up the life, mamish, literal mesidus nafish. Ve'eisek ha-teiru, and so now the Alter Rebbe says, ve'eisek ha-teiru mitzvahs v'tfilo, the truth of the matter, the Alter Rebbe says, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, and davening, the three pillars of the world. Who gamkin inyan mesidus nefesh mamish. It's also mesidus nefesh. Why? K'mei b'tseisa min aguf. It's like the person leaving the body when he gets 70 years old. Okay, he should have done 120, but. Shehena ma'hareres b'tzorchi aguf. After the person dies, right? He doesn't think anymore about the bodily needs. He's not connected anymore to the body. What is the thought of a neshama after 70, 80 years, 120 years? Machshavta miyuchedes umlubeshes ba'isis ha-teira va-tfila. It's connecting with the letters of teira and tfila. Shein dvar Hashem, which are the letters, the words of Hashem. Umachshavta yizbarach and Hashem's thought. When you learn teira, you're learning Hashem's wisdom. You're learning Hashem's thought. And that's what you're connecting to. And therefore, and then you become one with Hashem. So he says, the truth of the matter is, what happens when a person dies? Then all their thoughts and everything is only about connecting to Hashem. In the Shema, right? Is connecting to Hashem. He says, even when you're alive, if I go out of my ego self, you know, my body self, and I do what Hashem wants, I'm also giving up my will, Mesiras Nefesh, the Rebbe says, means will for what Hashem wants. So if I don't, and especially if I don't want to do a mitzvah. You know, the guy that came to the Tzemach Tzedek said, Rebbe, I have a problem, I don't want to learn. I have a problem, I don't want to learn. Tzemach Tzedek said to him, I have a bigger problem because I do want to learn. So what's his problem? Because I want to learn, when I learn, I'm not sacrificing anything. Because I enjoy it. If you enjoy it, that's not sacrificing. When you don't enjoy it, and you do it, that's extremely valuable. That's, as Chassidus explains, that is mamish mesidas nefesh. So anytime you don't want to do something, you should know. And by the way, that's the true test that is so important to do. We learned many times. Every Jew has a pet mitzvah. That's the key to all the other mitzvahs. How does a person know which is their key and pet mitzvah? The mitzvah you find the hardest to do. The mitzvah you find out, why is it so difficult for you and not for somebody else? Because this mitzvah is more important for you than it is for the other guy. Why is it more important for you? Because that's the key to all the other mitzvahs. So he says, when a person does a mitzvah, especially with something they don't want to do, that's real mesiras nefesh. You're giving up your will for what Hashem wants. Can't compare it.
I'm
how does Hashem give talents in certain areas and their inclination to do
that? A person can have a talent, but you can have Mesiras Nefesh in that talent.
What do you mean?
How many people have talents and then give up? People have a talent in music, let's say, right? And they start taking lessons, and then they get bored of it, or whatever it is, and they give it up. Yeah? So they can have Mesiras Nefesh, and knowing if Hashem blessed him with this talent, it's something I must develop, and because of that they develop it, that's Mesiras Nefesh also. Mesiras Nefesh doesn't mean jumping off a roof. Mesiras Nefesh, especially for us, we don't even have to, there's no communists, there's no inquisition, there's no who knows what, that's not letting us keep mitzvahs. We have freedom to do mitzvahs. Right? We don't need Mesiras Nefesh today to hide doing mitzvahs because we might get caught and God forbid get killed or whatever. What's Mesiras Nefesh today? Complacency? Lack of interest? Whatever. There are easier things to do. So what's Mesiras Nefesh for us? It's very simple. We have a very easy level of Mesiras Nefesh. You don't want to do it? Something right. Something Hashem wants us to do. You don't want to do it, and you do it. The Alter Rebbe says here, that is Mesiras Nefesh.
Or vice versa.
What? Oh, you want to do something wrong, and you don't. Yeah, that's Mesiras Nefesh too. It's mamish the same level, Mesiras Nefesh, by the way, of people in that world. And the other worlds, I mean, the other places where their Mesiras Nefesh was in Russia and communism and, Yeah, but the Rebbe Nata Tetzave says there are people that had a lot of Mesiras Nefesh in those countries, and they come to a free country, they don't have that. And the Rebbe writes, he's a nice person. Kol Kach, he says, we don't see in them as much Mesiras Nefesh than they had in the old country. But Alter Rebbe says, this is Mesiras Nefesh, just like the same Mesiras Nefesh of leaving the body. Okay? Okay, and he says, the bottom line of the page, that's what the Neshama is doing in Gan Eden, connect himself to Hashem, like it says in the Gemara in the Zayar. Yeah? But over there, El Shasham, what's the uniqueness of Gan Eden? They enjoy it. Because the neshama, not in the body, the neshama wants to be close to Hashem. So he says, "Shasham is angim basegosam." They enjoy the understanding that the neshama has in Gan Eden. Vizkalusam, and its absorption or connection with Ur Hashem, and that's what happens in Gan Eden. But the same level applies to any Jew. In other words, and this is what the Alter Rebbe is saying. If you think about it, it's a phenomenal concept in life. Something I don't want to do means it's more important for me to do. It's contrary to secular belief, by the way. Torah belief is, if it's harder to do, that's only because it's more important to do, and therefore Hashem is making it harder for you to do.
Like refrain from Lashon Hara.
That's not important.
And that's the serious
thing. To be fair.
Speaks Lashon
Hara. Nobody speaks Lashon Hara.
Nobody has time for that.
Nice. Well, I'll tell you. Let me tell you something. Nowadays, the people don't speak at all. They only text. So not just speaking Lashon Hara, now you text Lashon Hara. Nobody speaks Lashon Hara except some people that don't do texting. But you don't speak Lashon Hara. Nobody speaks to anybody today. Who speaks to anybody today? I'm serious. Miratnish. Nobody talks to anybody today. Everybody's texting. Yeah, but you still do.
I don't think you that's really then they really have it on. Hashem will protect you from doing something that's not okay.
Is what?
That Hashem will be like protecting you to make it easier for you, so to speak.
If you try. When a person tries, you know, the Rebbe always quotes the Gemara, but the Rebbe gives a nuance in the Gemara that gives it a whole different light. The Gemara says, "Abal le'taher mesayin aisei." If somebody comes to purify themselves, God helps them. Okay? But the Rebbe says, the Gemara doesn't say, if you purify yourself, God helps you. The Gemara says, Habalatai, you're just coming. You didn't even start the process yet. But you're coming to start the process of purifying themselves, and already Hashem helps you. You don't even have to wait. Hashem, but you know what? It has to be you coming to the process. You can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. Okay? We say in davening every day, right after Haidut, the last, Harchev Picha, Hashem says, open up your mouth, Vamaleo, now fill it in. I'll fill it up. If you don't open your mouth, and you don't let Hashem in, what's he gonna, how is he gonna force feed you? Sometimes he does, by the way. Sometimes Hashem force feeds. But there's a whole different approach in serving Hashem, that Hashem helps those who help themselves, as the expression goes in English. But the primary thing is, a person comes to do, whether it's positive or negative, but if they don't come, then Hashem's not going to help you. Hashem leads you in the path you want to go. But what's the ultimate? To serve Hashem with love and fear. And he says here, even though you don't feel it, you do feel it. The real you feels it. So just do keep doing it until you reveal the real you in you to be able to do it. And he says not only that, when you don't feel it and you do it, that's much more Mesiras Nefesh, he's saying, that than the person who wants to do it and does it.
Nike says that too.
What do you think, Nike? Everything comes from Torah.
Oh.
You mean just do it?
Yeah.
Or just say no. Remember? Mm-hmm. Nancy Reagan?
That was a drug thing, right?
Yeah. But you know what? L'Perl became a slogan, which obviously is a lesson in serving Hashem. Just say no means to things that are bad, just say no. And just do it, which is the other slogan, means just do it. Bechsidim, there was an expression in Yiddish, Winzigeret, getracht, noch winzigeret, umer geton. Little thinking, even less talking, and more doing.
Can you say that one more time? Little thinking,
Little thinking, even less talking, and more doing. It's not as beautiful as it is in Yiddish, but whatever.
How do you say in Yiddish?
Winzig gedracht, noch winziger geret, und mehr getan. It doesn't matter if he is or not. The Perl de Baal Shem Tov said, you hear it, you see it. It's a lesson. To your Lord, Avedis Hashem. That's hers. Okay, and he says, let's just, a few more lines. Therefore, the beginning of davening, you know, right after Maidan, even before brachas in the morning, what do we say? The neshama you gave me, you blew it into me, you guarded in me, and then we say, and then you're going to take it away from me. Like, what? It's a funny thing to say. God, you gave me a neshama, you blew it in, you guarded it, and you're going to take it away from me. I mean, like, why are we saying that? He says, so the Altareb explains, what are we saying? Because you blew into me. And you're going to take it away from me. Meaning, eventually I'm going to come to Mesiras Nefesh of giving up my soul back to Hashem. So therefore, why do you have to wait until you die? Give it over to Hashem now. I'm giving it to you now. Not, God forbid, to die. To become one, with united with Hashem. Why do I have to wait until I die? Right? I can give over my nefesh to Hashem now. What do you mean giving over my nefesh? Not God forbid dying. Giving over nefesh means will. I give over my will to Hashem. That's Mesiras Nefesh. And therefore, the beginning of the day, we tell, the mamish right after, Maidani and Asher Yotzer, yeah? What do we say it? We're telling Hashem, now that you gave me the neshama and you're going to take it away from me, so therefore I'm going to take all these brachas, all these mitzvahs, because I'm going to give you myself over to you now. Not in the way, God forbid, of dying, but in the way of spirituality. I'm giving over my neshama to you, to do whatever you want. Okay.